Greetings to you, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity given to us to feast at His word. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to look at the topic, the evidence of the Holy Ghost, or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is very important in our life. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we cannot be like Christ. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we will only be religious people and just trying to copy Christ without having a life in Him. His life in us. Let's open to the book of John, chapter 16, from verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We just read Jesus was saying, when the Spirit of truth, because it's the Spirit of the truth, He will lead you into all truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth. You see, I'm the life. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and you are not led unto Christ. Many a times, a lot of us are caught in this dilemma. Some believe that they don't have the Holy Spirit because of what people say. When you have Holy Ghost, it will happen to you. Some believe they have, while they don't have. We are going to look at vividly what one should expect. First and foremost, that the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, will lead you unto all truth. The all truth is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Holy Ghost is coming, He's not going to exalt any man. He's not going to exalt the prophet of this age. He's not going to exalt even ourselves. First and foremost, the Holy Ghost, when He's coming, He will first expose us of the need for salvation. He will first, just like Isaiah, when he came to the presence of God in Isaiah chapter 6, he acknowledged that he is a man full of sin, and he trembled and he pleaded for help. And that is what should happen to anyone that come in contact with the true Holy Ghost. Before He gets into us, we will first acknowledge by the preaching of the word how we need help. And the preacher that is preaching will live as he lifts Christ. Lifting of Christ will bring this conviction of sin in our life and the needs for a savior. He will expose us of our sinful nature and the need for salvation. The Holy Spirit coming will reveal to us the righteousness of God, which is Christ, the one that was slain, the one that died on behalf of us, the one that is acceptable unto God, the one that God accept in us as the only righteousness against our self-righteousness. You cannot have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit in you will be magnifying self-righteousness, rather God's righteousness. Because the aim of the Holy Ghost is to bring us to a point where we are full of Christ. Because the Holy Ghost is coming to glorify the person Christ. While Christ was in this world, he glorified the Father, and when he was lifted and seated on the throne of God in heaven, the Father is now coming as the Holy Ghost in us in order to glorify Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus was saying, Father, glorify me. Now, it is something that must happen if the Holy Ghost has come into us. You cannot have the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost is misleading you against Christ. For the Holy Ghost will reveal Jesus, whom God has made for us, righteousness, sanctification, wisdom, redemption, etc. For it's our all in all, and we only boast in him before the Lord. And another thing the Holy Ghost will do when he comes, he begins to judge us against what is not of Christ. That's after we receive the Holy Ghost, there is a continuous sanctification, begin to correct us, judge, it makes us to a kind of be uncomfortable with sin and trusting in the Lord to help us. He makes us to love righteousness and to hate iniquity. The Holy Ghost is coming with one objective, to make us be like Jesus Christ. And because of that, you find that when the Holy Ghost comes, there is always a war. The flesh needs to be subjected to the leadership of the Holy Ghost by our own will. And that is a point that we strive more in, because when the Holy Ghost comes, our flesh is not safe. We are safe inwardly, but we still have the flesh. We have pride, we have greediness, we have a lot of those things in our flesh. We have our minds, different thoughts coming into our mind. And those things can only be defeated by the renewing of our minds which is coming through the word of God, the washing of the word. And as a result of that, we progress better and better on to becoming more like Christ from our spirit, soul, and body. That is our body, as we look unto Jesus steadfastly, our body will now be changed. So these are the stages on how the Holy Ghost deals with us when he comes. So when you don't see these things happening, forget about how much you can quote the prophet, how much you can quote the scripture, or how much you can pray, or how much you can fast. You can still do all these things. You can still know all these things, and yet you are not safe. So I believe that with these few points, we'll understand whether we have the Holy Ghost or we don't have. I pray that God will fill us, because we can't have the Holy Ghost enough. I pray that he will fill us more with his spirit. The Lord bless his word in our heart. Shalom.